Friday, brought to you by Gendera 76 and Auto Service at Cypress and Pacelli, home of the sign, Redding's last full-service service station since 1979.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Other people, asymmetric people are spreading this virus.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, people bigger on one side than the other.
I agree.
They're the villains.
People with a giant eye and a little eye.
Right.
Asymmetric people spreading the virus.
Picassos is what we call them.
Crooked smiles.
Sure.
Bent noses.
Guy does a lot of curls with his right arm. None.
What?
Asymmetric people are causing this to spread? That's funny.
That is. Now, we got somebody else. I don't know who this person is before we play what they said and then their apology. Who is Vanessa Hudgens?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Singer, actress. I'm fairly certain.
Superstar.
She was on
I wouldn't know if she walked in here and gave me coronavirus.
The High School Musical things that were big several years back or whatever.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, my generation of kids. Are you? Please. She's a goddess to them.
Okay.
Yeah, Till July sounds like a bunch of bullshit. I'm sorry. But, like, it's a virus, I get it, like, I respect it, but at the same time, like, even if everybody gets it, like, yeah, people are gonna die, it's just terrible, but, like, inevitable? I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this right now.
You know, I'm having a moment here, you just allow me a second, I'm starting to think that we shouldn't expect anything at all. From actors and singers.
I don't.
Except acting and singing.
But I don't care that
she
said that.
Up.
I'm not mad or upset or.
Oh, I'm angry.
I don't think it damages the world anyway.
I'm going to post angrily on Twitter.
Just.
You wait till you see my Instagram post.
So she.
Seething with rage.
She has apologized. Did she need to? So that what?
I don't think so. I mean, she said deaths are inevitable. That was
a young idiot is being a young idiot.
I don't care. Anyway.
So she's not up on today's epidemiological update. All right, fine. Just be quiet.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry for the way I've offended anyone who has seen the clip from my Instagram Live. I realize my words insensitive and not all appropriate for the situation our country and world are in right now. This has been a huge wake-up call about the significance that my words have. Oh, really? now more than ever.
You know what, sweetheart? They have no significance. Yeah. None. None at all. None.
That's hilarious.
You're a halfwit. I mean, that's clear.
Who are you again?
But, number one, there are a lot of halfwits. And number two, now you figured it out, we'll all be fine.
So Amazon sent out a letter today. They are at various times the biggest company in the world.
They are shipping Tom Brady to Tampa.
Yeah. He'll be wearing a... By the end of the day, you will see pictures of Tom Brady holding up, I assume, a number 12... Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey?
In an empty room.
Is that his number 12?
Yes. Yeah.
In an empty room, yeah, because what are you going to do? Amazon told sellers and vendors today that it was suspending shipments of all non-essential products to its warehouses to deal with the increased workloads following the coronavirus outbreak. Amazon is now prioritizing medical supplies, household staples, and other high-demand products in its warehouses so that they're just freeing up space. That means sellers who use Amazon storage and delivery network for a fixed fee, blah, 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 blah. So a lot of the stuff that I have been able to buy and get like the next day, guitar strings, socks, whatever, might not be so quickly delivered now because they're freeing up their warehouse space for stuff that's got more to do with the commie flu.
Which, yeah, well, that's,
I get.
That's too bad because I know in troubled times like these, you love nothing better than to sit around wearing only socks and strum your guitar. Oh. Before you react, folks, the guitar covers his genitals. So it's all right. It's not as sick as it sounds.
That's another thing. I was talking a little bit ago about how this would have been so different not that many years ago when you couldn't text everybody, when you didn't have cell phone, when you didn't have internet, when you didn't have Netflix, just from an entertainment standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon's another one. The fact that I break a guitar string and think, dang, I'm out, I click on Amazon and I have it by the end of the day at my house didn't exist just a few years ago.
Sure.
And you can do that with all kinds of cleaning supplies and food and board games for the kids or whatever as we're all shut up in our house.
I have breaking perspective. Breaking perspective.
All right.
I've been texting with a friend who's an emergency room doctor. He says he thinks the precautions are an excellent idea. He said volume is actually down a little bit because people have gotten the word, don't be going to the hospital over crap. We can't be dealing with you right now. So he's happy about that. He says he hasn't seen any new COVID-19 cases. I think he said today, which is a good sign.
So they're testing where he is? Because this other nurse we got said they're not testing hardly anybody yet.
He's on a daily call with a major health system with multiple hospitals. They haven't seen any new cases in the past few days, which is very encouraging. It's all about, you know, flattening that curve so we don't get overwhelmed. So that's good, although we shall see.
Sacramento, so what are they calling it? For some reason, I can't remember this phrase.
Mm.
Stay the hell in your house. What do they call it?
Oh, the shelter in place?
Shelter in place.
Right.
It's not stay the hell in your house?
Essentially it is, yeah.
The stay the hell in your house order in the San Francisco Bay Area, it's the first experiment of this kind in U.S. history. It was amazingly successful. Well, it's moving east in California, and now Sacramento's suggesting it also. We got this text. The two bars within two blocks of my home in Sacramento, California, were packed at 2 p.m. on St. Patrick's Day, both still open. One opened at 6 a.m. this morning. So, there you go. Some people are staying open. Some people are still going to the bars.
So, if you need a little eye-opener, steady the hands.
Exactly. Had a rough St. Patrick's Day. The only way you're going to be able to fill out your forms for your government check is if you take a drink to get your hands slowed down.
Oh, wow. That's an uncharitable
I didn't need to say
description
that.
Of the morning drinker.
I didn't
Maybe
mean to say
Maybe it's the third shift guy. Carry Nation over there?
Day drinking is a relaxing pastime.
Well, come on! Maybe you quitter? Maybe you're working tonight?
Have we nailed this down? I'm just seeing this headline. Coronavirus can persist in the air for hours and on surfaces for days.
Yes, it can.
I thought you debunked that.
Well, no, it's only partially debunked. That's in a lab setting.
Yeah, it's still true.
Yeah, but then that's misleading. That's not true in reality.
Well, yeah, it can be.
I don't live in a lab.
It's unlikely, but it's possible.
Man,
what does it say? Can or does it say always does?
It says can, but
there you go.
No, that's not.
I'm gonna win the argument by yelling louder.
That's not good journalism. That leads people to believe that that's what's happening regularly, commonly.
Yeah, right.
And that's not the case.
No, but it can be. Just what the headline said.
So stay inside just in case.
I'm the Joe Biden of this argument. Jack is the Bernie Sanders.
I wash my hands with soap.
How's Bernie Sanders doing these days? He's got to be disappointed.
I'm using a lot of soap.
Oh, boy. Well, that's good.
So does he hang around or does he call it good today?
He has suspended social media advertising, which some are taking as a sign that he's going to wrap it up soon. But the Sanders camp is denying any reports that they are folding tent just yet.
Hmm.
Yeah, they are. They're folding their tent, packing it away. They're unloading their cooler. They're putting their RV back in the garage. Please, it's over, Bernie.
When's the first time we see Barack Obama on stage with Joe Biden? Because I do think that is his big weapon, his not so secret weapon that he's got.
Well, after
Obama.
That's right. I remember him. Right after they both get COVID-19 testing, they'll be together on a camera in a room, but no stage.
He is the most popular politician in America by any poll you look at. Barack Obama.
He's an arch conservative, judging by the tone of the primary so far.
Yeah,
where he'd have been hooted off the stage. He might the crowd might have rushed the stage and beat him to death for his horrific conservative policies compared to the lunacy we've seen.
Yeah, he would have. Maybe he was just playing the game at the time. I don't know what he actually believes in his heart, but he didn't believe health care was a right. He didn't believe illegal immigrants should get, well, anything, free health care. They deported millions of illegal immigrants, all things right. that Joe Biden has said were wrong.
Breaking news, President Trump says he is invoking the Defense Production Act to expand U.S. response to the coronavirus outbreak.
What does that mean?
There are things the federal government can do, things your state can do, everybody's doing everything. I'd have to dig into it.
Is this worse than the Stafford Act?
Which he invoked the other day and changed all of our lives forever. We'll explain the Defense Production Act and how it will affect your life next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty, and getting a home security system used to mean weeks of messy installations at the cost of a small fortune.
Now, thanks to our friends at SimpliSafe, there's an easy way to get award-winning protection that'll blanket your entire home.
With SimpliSafe, you get outdoor cameras and doorbells that alert you to anyone approaching your home.
Plus entry, motion, and glass break sensors that guard the inside.
The best part is that you can set up the system all by yourself.
Yep, I've done it. Anyone can do it. There's absolutely no trade-offs to your safety.
You'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice.
And that goes 24/7 with SimpliSafe. It's only 50 cents a day and there's no contract.
That's probably why The Verge calls SimpliSafe the best home security system.
Go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong today and you'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial.
You've got nothing to lose. Now, be sure you go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
It's simply with an I at the end. So simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar Pei, one pug who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on really how well my dogs look, what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
Dinovite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just licks that bowl squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dinovite. I tell them I get my Dinovite from DINOVITE.com.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with a car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Flynn. I'm the presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those people who wish to serve on the grand jury. To apply and to get additional information, please go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
That's right. Now is your chance to apply. The Shasta County Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. Visit our website for more information.
Please apply now.
Your dad is an idiot. Seriously, after about 15 minutes, my kid said, "We're transferring to mom's class."
My kids laughed hard at that last night. We watched a little of the Jimmy Fallon monologue from his kitchen that he was doing. They found out their dad is an idiot. They howled at that.
Oh, boy.
The Dow down 6.99%, 6.87, 6.95, down about 1,500. It's flirting with the whole hit 7% and they shut down the market thing.
And we're not talking 7% since the peak. We're talking 7% since yesterday.
Yeah.
Moving down.
And yesterday it went up a little after the biggest, second biggest drop in 128 years. So,
yeah.
That is shocking. The president spoke just a few minutes ago and said this.
And this afternoon I'll be meeting with nurses on the front lines of the battle against the virus. They're truly American heroes. They want to get it done. They're incredible people. So we're going to be meeting with nurses. And I actually look forward to that. They're very brave. They're taking a lot of risk, and they have done an incredible job, and they never complain. Today I'm also announcing that the Department of Housing and Urban Development is providing immediate relief to renters and homeowners by suspending all foreclosures and evictions until the end of April.
And the president invoked the Defense Production Act.
Which I don't know what that is.
Jack, the act contains three major sections. As I recall.
Acts, yeah.
The first authorizes the president.
Oh, you're doing this off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. The Defense Production Act.
Which one was that?
First provision authorizes the president to require businesses to sign contracts to fulfill orders deemed necessary for national defense. It authorizes the president to establish mechanisms such as regulations, orders, or agencies to allocate materials, services, and facilities to promote national defense. Third section authorizes the president to control the civilian economy in some ways so that scarce and or critical materials necessary to the national defense effort are available for defense needs. For instance, if they have 350 ventilators down there at the ventilator hut and announce that they're going to sell them to France because France is really paying through the nose, the president will say, "Oh, no, you're not."
Okay.
For instance, it is a wartime tool. It will be interesting to hear what the courts have to say about using this power during the current times. I'll just say that.
So we've been talking about how the shelter in your home thing has been an amazing success. It's the first time it's ever really been tried on this scale in the United States history.
It's been great for me individually.
Yeah.
I find myself reaching for the cocktails a little earlier.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
What's wrong with that?
What, you gotta go out and run some errands later? No, well, you're staying home.
You say it like you got caught with an illegal something or other. I don't know.
Well, it's if you start earlier, you don't end earlier. It's just more. I don't know. I don't need to eat more. I don't need to drink more.
You don't think drinking a little more during a troubled period is perfectly reasonable?
What if I'm needed by my country and I'm all drunked up, staring glassy-eyed at the tube like a moron?
9 o'clock at night? What is your country going to need from you?
Well, that's just the point. You don't know, so you got to be ready.
But so I was saying the shelter-at-home thing has been amazingly successful. I didn't know you could make an announcement and have 7 million people stay home for the most part. It's just absolutely incredible. We got this text. How long till people say, blank this, I feel fine, I'm losing my shirt, I'm going back to work? I give it 2 weeks.
Some will.
I don't know. Human nature is unpredictable. I don't know. At some point, I got to believe people will start to trickle out of their homes, and then it will be like anything else that happens. Well, they're going out. I guess I'm going out. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, in an afternoon it might go back to normal. I don't know. This is all brand new territory.
It depends what develops in the U.S. in terms of cases and deaths and that sort of thing. It's one of those ironic deals, and Dr. Fauci has been absolutely open about this. He says, if we do this exactly right, people will be mad at me for overreacting. It's like, you know, fire prevention means of a little cabin in the woods. There are all sorts of fire safe programs, and the rules are quite strict, and the enforcement is serious and the rest of it. And if you do it right, you don't have a fire, and everybody's like, why were you yelling at me? But that's the way human beings are.
This is a good headline.
That's why I don't like them.
This is a good headline. Woman realizes she's... I usually can make it through headlines. I don't laugh during headlines very often.
No, you don't.
Woman realizes she's been washing her hands with a block of cheese for weeks. That's a funny headline.
What's she been eating? What's Bernie been using?
Oh, boy.
I'm using a lot of soap.
I don't know how this would happen. Oh, I know why. That block of cheese looks exactly like a bar of soap. She'd been washing her hands with a lump of cheddar cheese for weeks.
I'd imagine that didn't do her any good.
This is a Vancouver, Washington woman. She became confused after realizing her soap wasn't foaming as usual, but she discovered her hands smelled like cheese. I would think you'd notice that right away.
This is odd soap. It smells cheesy.
It doesn't lather in my hands, stink to high heaven.
Right.
It doesn't seem to be working for me.
Right.
But days went by before she realized she'd actually left the cheddar out on the counter and had been using it to scrub her hands.
Now, that's a stupid woman. stupid Canadian. I'm glad we closed our borders to those cheese-washing morons.
And it says here in a sub-headline, hand sanitizer is much better for cleaning your hands than cheese. I'm sure it is.
I see.
That is funny.
Yeah. Also in health news, we mentioned this earlier, thousands of men around America are super bummed because they timed their vasectomy to watch the March Madness. And now they're just watching, I don't know, soap operas or reruns of the 89 tournament or something or other. So that's a drag. That's it. First you got neutered, now this.
I don't really watch sports, but you go buy a TV every now and then that's got sports on. And, man, I've seen enough Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Tom Brady highlights to last me the rest of my life.
Yeah, which is fun. You know, I don't mind putting my feet up and watching a golf tournament. I don't have the capacity to memorize what happened 3 years ago. I don't know. I got a vague memory, but so it's entertaining, but it does lose its immediacy. You know, my wife has asked me years and years ago, why do you like watching it? It's because it's real drama. The outcome has not been determined. It's going to be determined as I watch, and these people are trying as hard as they can. It's exciting.
I'm with her. Why do you watch it?
Who will triumph? Who?
I'd rather just as soon wash my hands with a block of cheese as spend my time doing that.
Canada can have you.
Seriously, how did she not catch on to that for days?
Because she's stupid. I already answered that question.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack. Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill, and once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
You may have seen the sign. You may have even driven by it today. Hi, I'm Rick Gendra, owner of Gendra 76 on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. We've been a family-owned automotive care and repair business since 1979. And yes, we still pump your gas and clean your glass. Stop by anytime. Let us show you what old-fashioned service is all about. And try our app to save up to 25 cents per gallon of quality 76 gas.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Keep calling this the Chinese virus. There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus.
What?
Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China. Racist. It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. That's why. Comes from China. I want to be accurate. Yeah, please, John. Please. I have great love for all of the people from our country. But as you know, China tried to say at one point, maybe they stopped now, that it was caused by American soldiers. That can't happen. It's not going to happen. Not as long as I'm president. It comes from China. John, please.
Two questions.
So this has turned into one of those litmus test sorts of things. Because I just was talking to somebody in the lunchroom, horrified by him calling it the Chinese virus. I think it's awesome. So it doesn't bother me.
Chinese virus.
Although Sean was making the point, it should be the China virus, because Chinese is, it's like...
That's an ethnicity. China is the country of origin.
Yeah, I want to put the blame on the Chinese government.
Well,
so.
That's why I'm advocating for the Red Plague. It removes all possible racism connotations from it and still gets the things that we like about calling it that.
I hate you even saying racism connotations, because every reference to an ethnicity is not racism.
But that's what the... that. It would eliminate the ability to say it's racist.
Yeah, I don't care if it's true or not. I don't want the people to be able to
hit
the club with it.
He doesn't care if it's true or not. Did you hear that?
Because adults need to be able to have conversations. And we can't get hijacked by reporters and woke Twitter.
He yelled louder than me, so he won that one.
Yes, point Thomas.
The president is trying to make this point, and I wish more people would make this point. China's calling it the American flu, so we need to battle back on that narrative.
Right.
Now, come on,
somehow.
China.
Well, and listen, I'm reading this utterly, just mind-bogglingly dopey and overheated editorial on NBC News from Kurt Bardella, who's talking about the terrible racism of the president, calling it the China flu. And he mentions that CBS White House correspondent who's pretending to be hurt because she heard somebody say Kung Flu. It's also fake, but it's great. It's straight out of the Plato fun factory of fake racial outrage. And this article talks about now many Asian Americans are saying they feel unsafe. I can't even go about my life now because I'm afraid people are looking at me, said one young Chinese American girl. Nothing's actually happened. Nobody's said anything, but she has this weird sense of unease, probably because NBC News is telling her constantly, be uneasy. It's unbelievable. Where's that one quote? It's just so silly.
I don't buy the normal talk people have about Trump being a racist with the border and kids in cages and all that conversation. But on this one, it's perfectly defendable that the point he's doing it is to combat the narrative China's trying to put out there that we actually put this virus out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a propaganda thing between the two leading superpowers in the world, which was common back in the Soviet Union day to have those kind of arguments. Anyway.
A Chinese-American high school student in South Florida documented what teenagers like her were experiencing in a powerful New York Times video. Asian Americans like me are feeling hate infect every part of our lives, she said. Not only do we have to be afraid for our health, We have to be afraid about being ourselves.
First of all, you see somebody Asian, you can't tell if they're Chinese or from wherever, so that's stupid. That you're assuming they're Chinese when you don't know. And then secondly, the idea that if you are going to say or do anything because you think somebody from China is, that you're so stupid, I imagine there's 9 other reasons you should be locked up.
Right. Well, but to get back to what she said, Asian Americans like me are feeling hate infect every part of our lives. Not only do we have to be afraid for our health, we have to be afraid about being ourselves. And at no point does anybody talk about anything bad that happened. There was one alleged possible hate crime in New York City among the, you know, in the metro area of 15, 20 million people around there that they tout.
And it's probably,
but this gal from South Florida doesn't say anything bad has happened.
Anywho, I'm glad that even during a time of crisis, we've got time for these stupid blanking conversations.
It's going to get Trump reelected, woke crowd.
Do you think that was...
Won him 10,000 votes, maybe 100,000.
That conversation we just played to you, do you think the more people were on Trump's side on that or less? I would almost guarantee you more on Trump's side on that one. Looking at some polling of who's concerned about the commie virus and who's not, least concerned, 18 to 29-year-olds and Republicans. Most concerned, 65-plus and Democrats. I think we all understand what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, percentage of U.S. adults who said they had a lot of trust in the following to provide correct info about the pandemic. A lot. I don't know if I have a lot of trust in hardly anything. Well, neither does anybody else. Because the highest-ranking entity out there is the CDC, and only 50% of people say they have a lot of trust in them.
Wow.
I might check a lot of trust for the CDC.
Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, they're dealing with a pretty unprecedented situation, so it's not going to be perfect, but yeah, I have a lot of trust.
But we're working our way down the list. The WHO, 43% have a lot of trust in them. Trump is at 20, so you drop way down to 20 for Trump. 18% for Pence. Network News gets 17%. So, hey, Network News is touting these numbers. I heard these this morning on cable news. You left off the fact that you're below the president.
Wow.
You liked to mention how low the president's rating was, but you didn't mention Network News is 17%, cable news is 13%, and newspapers are 14%. That's pretty hilarious. Radio's 11%? Hey, it's wrong. Disc jockeys are usually honest.
They wouldn't lie to you.
If I say seventh caller gets a free soda, it's true.
We count. We have to.
Caller one, try again. Caller two, try again.
I have given it to caller three because that's the only callers I got.
Yeah. Hey, you're caller 9.
Yeah.
Because I'm embarrassed.
Because I have nobody listening.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'm talking to myself. online news percent, 8% have a lot of trust.
Oh, boy, there's more to go?
Social media is at 7% for a lot of trust.
Wow.
So much social media going on, but very low feeling of I'm getting information I can trust. So what do we do it for?
So wait a second now. This is absolutely hilarious. What does news have, the TV news?
Cable news is 13, okay, network news is 17.
Okay, so looking at online NBC, an outlet with 17% trust is going from a social media post, which has 8% or something, being reported in the New York Times, which has 12% trust, and I'm supposed to give an S what they're writing here.
Well, them making a big deal out of the president only has 20. You'd hope the president has a higher trust number than that.
Oh, certainly.
You'd also hope the free media that keeps this whole thing going. And by free, I don't mean you don't have to pay for it. I mean by not controlled by the government.
Right.
You'd think they'd have higher than in the teens. I guess the long and short is we just don't trust anybody or anything, which was Putin's goal, and he won. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
That's something, though.
Yeah.
That is a low level of trust in information during one of the biggest crises that's occurred in my lifetime.
Yeah, Putin is chuckling. It's what he's been trying to get, just so we don't trust each other and nobody believes anything.
God, there's a book out. We might not have to talk to this guy, Douthat, from the New York Times.
No, Ross Douthat, yeah.
And his book out about decadent. how we're a decadent society, and his definition of decadent is different than I've ever heard it before, but it's basically out of the word decay. It's just decaying. It's just institutions that no longer work or have trust, and we're clearly there. Mm-hmm. It's not about, you know, orgies and drinking. It's about just we don't believe in a lot of the big things that worked in the past.
Right.
That's a decadent society.
We're cynical.
So much of society seems to, and it's reflected in pop culture and all kinds of different things. We have this view of a period of time, 40s, 50s, 60s, something that was so much better, and that's why TV shows, movies, clothes, policies, whatever, are all hearkening back to that. That's when America had it going on, and now it doesn't. And it's really pretty interesting. It seems pretty clear to me that that's absolutely true.
Mm.
And I don't know how you rebuild the trust in all this different stuff or get your mojo back again. I don't know. I don't know if it happens. His point is it just kind of happens to companies. It happens to brands. It happens to societies.
Right.
It's just something that happens. You reach a level of success and you kind of just coast for a while. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of examples out there.
Yeah, I find myself thinking, I just think it may have to do with a lifespan. That you can prolong a lifespan, like a brand is an interesting thing to think about. You have to keep renewing your brand and changing it. But, you know, one problem is that you're afraid to change what works until it's too late to change. You ride it into the ground.
Or you keep replicating what worked in the past, and it no longer is applicable, but mm-hmm. you're hoping that it will be. Well, I'm just thinking of Bono's got a song out today, right?
That's right.
U2.
Oh, no.
Play a little of his jam. It's about the coronavirus.
Who wanted that?
And he put out a song about the coronavirus.
Well, St. Patrick's Day.
Did he add that?
He did it live.
Okay, but anyway, my point was going to be, you can think of some of your favorite bands are that way. It's just like the United States or Great Britain in the past or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great, and then you kind of coast on your greatness, and then you try to do that a couple of times again, just like you did before, but people are kind of tired of it now, and it just ain't quite the same. And
yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, it's too bad. And it goes back to I really ought to write this book, although I won't, for two reasons. Number one, that would take a lot of effort. Number two, there are too many books. It's Joe Getty's theory of societies, that we veer from guardrail to guardrail and briefly pass a sweet spot, but are completely unaware of it as we're passing it. And the question of unity and gung-ho and up with America and don't you be bad-mouthed in America, that was probably, for a lot of our history, too far, because it ignored some of the sins and errors of the way we ran our country. In particular, you know, with the minorities or human rights or whatever, or police brutality, we were making mistakes on one side. And so in an effort to correct those, we veered way to the side of nobody's gung-ho and positive and let's go America about anything. And, you know, that leads to the crumbling or the decay, if you will.
His argument in his book is that it's true for, I'm sure, companies, bands, countries, societies, everything like that. When you're really striving for something, it works pretty well. And so it was the opening of the West as we moved across the country, then exploring space to a certain extent, whatever. And then you reach a point where you're not striving for anything. You're just playing not to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, did another great analogy, metaphor. You've seen sports teams do this. Coasting in a season or in a game or whatever. It's just, I don't want to screw this up. It's going pretty good now. You're no longer like really striving to be a great band, a great company. You're just trying to continue what's good for now.
You're risk averse.
Yeah.
You're playing prevent defense.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah,
we ought to talk to Ross. We ought to
do an extra large podcast.
I think that speaks to these numbers for network news, newspapers, the president, and everything else, and what we have a lot of trust in. I think. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Attention men and women, if you're one of the millions that suffer from discomfort with your knee, back, or shoulder, and it's becoming harder to enjoy simple things like working out or just going for a walk, please listen carefully. My name is Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. And here's my story. I was suffering with so much physical discomfort that I had to do something about it. With CBD products popping up everywhere, how do you know which product to use? I was determined to create the most powerful CBD product available from the hemp plant that contains no THC. And we did. CBD Labs is the highest concentrate full-spectrum CBD tested in FDA labs. It goes to work in just minutes, and we guarantee it. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs and get our ebook on everything and anything CBD as your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Free bottles for limited time. Call now. 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842.
The CDC estimates that over 30% of people get insufficient sleep, interfering with millions of Americans' productivity at work, quality time with family, and enjoyment out of everyday life. Dose of Hemp has committed to helping their customers get back to restful sleep and enjoying life with their CBD products. Say goodbye to the days of waiting in line for expensive prescription refills. Simply visit doseofhemp.com and choose the product that's right for you. Topical creams that may help with feelings, sleep sprays that may help improve sleep, and even products for improved mood and well-being. See your order in just 2 to 3 days with their fast, reliable shipping. With over 200 years of experience, you know exactly what you're getting with Dose of Hemp. Their CBD products are 100% toxic-free, U.S. grown, organic, and produced in FDA-approved facilities. So stop struggling. Right now, Dose of Hemp is offering listeners 10% off their entire order with promo code RADIO. Visit doseofhemp.com to take advantage of this offer.
Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
CareNet Pregnancy Center, a faith-based medical facility in Shasta County, will hold their annual 5K fun run and walk at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay on Saturday, April 18th. The Knights of Columbus will provide a pancake breakfast. CareNet receives no government funds. They're completely supported by listeners like you. For more information or to register, visit CareNetReading.org. Life, It's worth running for.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I don't remember the last time this has happened either. You've got hundreds of scientists across the world, multiple countries working together, lots of money being thrown at, trying to come up with a drug to deal with the commie virus in a way that hasn't happened for a long time. I hope they're successful and soon.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of optimism, but you wonder. A lot of people want to be optimistic, and so they may spout off a little bit early. But we'll see. You know, the proof is in the pudding, Jack. You know what that means?
No.
It means I'm hungry. I'm hungry for pudding.
I hope...
That means you know when it comes out.
I hope the question of who makes the profit off of it and who gets credit for it and all that sort of stuff doesn't slow down its development.
Yeah, that's a lot of what's going on with the rolling back regulations and red tape and the rest of it. It's like... No, nobody gets a world exclusive on this. Just get it as fast as you can. So Ian Bremmer just tweeting an interesting point of view that is great for Trump fans and great for Trump critics. Did coronavirus come from China? Yes. Did it expand globally because the Chinese government covered up for a month? Yes. Does China produce most of U.S. medical supply chain? Yes. Is it wise to antagonize China in the middle of this crisis? Are you effing kidding me? He actually dropped an F-bomb. So he agrees with the president in his assessment that China is to a huge extent responsible for this nightmare, but thinks that maybe you ought to keep those cards closer to your vest for a while.
Boy, I don't know. Are we in that sort of position?
Yes.
Where we got to keep our mouths shut about China? I don't like that.
I'm not 100% convinced, but yes. Yes, essentially we are. We depend on their good graces for a huge amount of our medical supplies and drugs. Which is just idiotic. It was based on a naive, wishful policy that China would come around and be our good buddies if we just did business with them. Well, they're not our good buddies. They haven't come around, and they're not going to. So we need to reassess what we're doing and change it.
So you would say keep your mouth shut until you've yanked the manufacturing of your drugs or whatever back from China?
Because
you're just in a bad position?
You know, I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle between, like, what you're saying and Ian Bremmer saying. You got to be at least somewhat diplomatic for a little while.
It seems, it's like the Mr. Gorbachev tear down this wall. Too provocative or not? Well, sometimes the truth's a good thing. Just call it as it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I say, that's why I'm in the middle, which is probably a little cowardly. Because you're right. You don't want to coddle them.
Hell no.
Like past administrations, both parties have.
The Dow is down almost 8%. I don't know at what point, because I know 7% triggers something. I don't know if it has to stay below 7 for a certain number of time or something like that. But
I think it's frozen, isn't it? It ain't moving.
Oh, it just shut down. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Just shut down at about 1,700 down.
Going wow. Down!
And now, final thoughts with Armstrong and Getty. Engage.
So will that be 5 times in 7 trading days that they had to shut down the market?
Something like that.
Ooh, that's something. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Free speech reigns here. Michelangelo, what's on your mind?
Oh, good news. My fiance just texted me. She found toilet paper, so
yes!
we're going to be okay.
Fabulous. You're saved. Positive Sean, a final thought?
Yeah, being a supply mule for my parents today. I'm running to the
good
stores,
man.
Grabbing them stuff, making sure that they don't have to go out, and I'll be the one to face the disease.
There you go.
You know, that's a good point. I've heard of a number of programs in a number of different places where younger, healthier folks are doing the grocery shopping for the oldsters who really shouldn't be in the stores. Jack, final thought?
Everybody's going to want to know, Michael, where'd she find it?
The pantry.
It starts with a T.
Target? Toilet paper.
Target had toilet paper. Well, once Target starts getting toilet paper, then the shortage is over.
I like the guessing game, though. That was fun.
I'm kind of on this roll of trying to have a donut every day to see how long I can keep that streak going.
Are you still doing that?
Are my donut shops going to be open today? So far, they still have been open.
I'm going to have to grease you up to get you through the door soon.
I'll bet the donut shop's not open today.
Huh.
I don't think it's essential. It's essential to me, but I don't think it's essential in general.
All right, my final thought is no matter how cynical you are or mistrustful of the media and the government and the rest of it, just stay away from people. Go along with it. If it turns out to be a big nothing, we'll know that pretty quickly and we'll have a great story to tell. If it turns out to be a horrific disease that causes millions, you're going to feel bad for the rest of your life. And if you ever stop feeling bad, I'll remind you.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people who thank so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. All our podcasts are there for you. God, and merch. Buy merch.
God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China. Racist. It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.